This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace.
Back on What's on Your Mind. A texter says, my 10-year-old son can sing just about all of Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard, Willie, and a bunch more. It's awesome.
That is awesome.
That's a family. We're going classic country for the bumpers rest of the way here. Kevin started because he played little Waylon Jennings. Another texter said, Johnny Cash hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Not classic country, but a huge, powerful song from the Man in Black in his later years.
Unbelievable. That is his most played song on Spotify by a lot.
Is it? Really?
Yeah.
What's the one about God? God gonna knock me down? God gonna knock you down?
That was on his, I think that was on the same album that Rick Rubin produced.
It's profound.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
It's profound. Yeah. Classic country, I like Love in the Hot Afternoon by Gene Watson.
Oh, you're going way back now.
Yeah, I love it.
It.
All right, thanks. Another texter, July 20th, is a farmer named Gabe from Bismarck called your show saying he and his son are profitable without farm programs. We'd like to have him on again. We feel the same. Yeah, now my question is, farm programs, does that include risk management? Right? In other words, do you want the federal government out of anything to do with crop insurance? I'd love to know the answer to that. You think your life's better with it rather than without it. I'd like to know. Lots of calls here, and I'm getting some hate text. I don't know if the hate calls will come in, but Todd, you're getting hate text about me, right? Hate Hennon text line today over the Ashley Babbitt comments mostly, or what? I don't hear Todd. I don't hear Todd, the radio god.
Here, push that button.
No, I hear you.
Sorry, I got a button I missed.
Right, it's Ashley Babbitt that I'm getting the hate text from, right?
You're hating on me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So you can call about that, you can text about that. We'll get to him in a minute here. John in Minnesota was telling us about COVID. Now, I thought what I heard you saying, without you actually saying it, is, you know, don't joke about the variants because, you know, there are efforts underway right now to make sure whatever variant, which, by the way, comes in every virus. This is what makes me mad. Every top-of-the-hour news story, every evening news story should say Delta and Lama Lama Ding Dong are natural occurrences from a virus. That's why we have a different flu shot every year, right, John?
Correct. It's can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine, yep. So I just want you to go ahead and pick up where you left off.
Okay, so just, I mean, one of those things, you know, if you don't understand history, you're doomed to repeat it. We'll go back to the Spanish flu real quick. You know, the Spanish flu, the first strain originated in the United States, and that was the first one that happened in the spring. But the second strain, and when they're talking about the second strain, it mutated. And that one was much more deadly than the first strain. Now, COVID right now, as you said, is not necessarily that deadly at the moment. I mean, we could all talk about the low percentage and everything like that. And even the Delta variant itself is not very deadly at the moment. I mean, I feel bad for anybody that gets it and dies and all that kind of stuff. But statistically, as you said with your other comments earlier today, when you look at the visuals with the boxes and everything like that, you know, it's not that much. But as Fauci just said at the top of the hour there, but he didn't finish his sentence, and that's one of the things that I think that they're struggling with is getting the actual, you know, the fear that they have what across to the American people. He said, "We can't let this thing propagate." Every time any organism, and even though viruses are not technically organisms because they don't fit all the categories, but anytime something replicates or something reproduces, it stands a chance it mutates. Okay? And, you you know, we could have, you know, we could have a new strain of the flu this year that kills just like the Spanish flu did. We could have something as simple as chickenpox all of a sudden mutate and become deadly and all that kind of stuff. And fortunately, those things haven't. And so every time something replicates, it has a chance to mutate and become either less, and most mutations do not result in more deadly, but some mutations then can become more deadly. Now, I want to say one more thing before I get going on here. The way the world is right now, I don't know if it's even possible to even stop this. With everybody coming across the borders, with our open borders, with transportation, with everything that's going anywhere and anyway, if there's a mutation, well, where did the Delta variant come from? Okay, how did the Delta variant get here? It didn't mutate here. It started somewhere else.
Well, let's talk about how the coronavirus 19 started in the first place. They juiced it in a lab, and we paid for it.
Well, so, and you know, we can talk about that. That is, I get that. But it could have been just like the bird flu, just like the swine flu.
Right,
just
I think your point is, we have examples of this in history. So here's what I'd like to do. Rather than scare the crap out of people, and the sky is falling, Delta, 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 oh, breaking news, Lambda, Lambda, ding dong, I would like to say, perfectly normal, happens all the time, but we're putting all of our resources into making sure that a strain that might be more deadly is caught early, right? I mean, that's all we want.
Correct.
And
yeah,
we trust these people.
Exactly what they're doing.
Yeah. And here, a short circuit, closed circuit, rather, to Tony Fauci. If you hadn't lost all credibility, this would be easier, buddy.
Get over it.
No, you're probably right on that.
I'm not going to get over it. But when you tell me not to wear a mask and then tell me to wear four, you're a phony. And he ought to be fired. And all these idiots that are more interested in scaring the living daylights out of people who actually are criminal in what they've done and lying about our role in Wuhan, China, in the lab, that all is coming out drip by drip, proving God has a sense of humor, by the way, need to be listened to very carefully.
I'd just like to finish with this real quick. I mean, they're not wrong. What I think they're trying to do is something that in today's world with the way transportation is and the fact that our vaccine is not 100% effective, you literally would have to close off and get everybody completely immune or completely clear of COVID before you can start going back and forth again. And that's not going to happen. And so even with the vaccine that they got, we know that it's going to be propagating in people with the vaccine. And so I don't know. There is no solution to this. And you're right. I mean, they just want to fear people into this kind of stuff. And I think if they actually took a minute and got somebody, you're right, Fauci's done. I think if they got somebody that got up there and said, okay, here is why we are trying to stop this before this happens. We're trying to stop the one mutation that is going to really wipe us out.
Exactly. And, I mean, tell the truth and have some transparency. John, here's why I don't believe them. If they were really worried about the transmission of this, do you think they would look the other way on people crossing the border?
Thank you.
And being unaccompanied minors? And I've been there. I've talked to Border Patrol, and I've talked to ICE, and I've said simply this. What kind of COVID protocols do we have here? I couldn't go anywhere for a year. I couldn't go to church for several months. Easter Sunday, I was not able to go to sit in my church and go to Easter Mass, okay? I'm a regular Mass goer. I'm a cradle Catholic that goes every Sunday. And I couldn't go on Easter Sunday. And yet, we have now, today, at this moment, large masses of people with zero protocols, zero anything related to this. How do you expect me to take them seriously?
And that's the problem. And that's part of the problem. You got Fauci, who has lost all credibility in what he says, and he probably should just be, they should probably just get somebody else in there. The other problem is that if they're serious about trying to stop the one mutation that may happen and may not happen, it may happen next year, it may happen in 10,000 years, it may happen in a million years, it probably will happen sometime in future. The problem is that the other side of things is they are sending two different messages for the American people versus people coming in here. And is it possible maybe to stop that one strain? But you are not doing the things you need to do to actually do that.
Maybe they don't want to stop it, John. I hope you'll call again. Very informed caller and listener. We appreciate you very much. And I think they ought to be honest and say, here's the deal. Every virus mutates. There are strains of all of them. We're looking for that one. And when we find it, we may need to shut you down again. But we're not going to do it unless we know it for all the right reasons because we've learned everything we've learned. Scott Mandan wants to talk about Tony Fauci. What do you think of him, Scott?
Hey, good morning. Thanks again for taking my call. Definitely not calling to hate, but want to help you make some connections that you definitely don't seem to be recognizing. As evidenced in your opening statement, you're railing on Dr. Fauci and then saying that you support the rights of business owners to require masks. And that really just shows you're not making that connection that has been in everything with COVID since it started. Business owners didn't have a choice. They were told by their insurance companies, by state and local governments that regulates how they do business, that you will follow these guidelines or we will put you out of business. So that's really, it goes far beyond just...
Well, then why don't I know that? Why don't I know that on their door that we have no choice because our insurance company won't insure us if we don't do this? Scott, hang on. I want to finish with you. Jenny, Dana, and Ryan, too, come
on. When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a standpoint of, from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Classic country for you.
The devil went down.
Famous Charlie Daniels. Here's a patriot for you. Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. Let's see. How about some pulled pork today in Euland? Chicken tenders in Glendon. Stop at a Petro Serve USA location, home cooking, grab and go convenience in the 4-for-4 special all day, every day at Valley Dairy and Petro Serve USA stores. I was there in Bemidji this weekend. Did you know they have a store there?
I did not.
Wahpeton? That's right.
I need a request in for if you know somebody. Swedish meatballs in Glendon sometime.
They
don't hardly ever have those, and they're fantastic, and I'd love to pick some up.
I'm guessing Clark Erickson has already written that down for the next time he talks to the boss man there at Glendon. Cheesy enchiladas on 12th Avenue North. Swedish meatballs downtown Fargo, MP Avenue today, Kev. So just stop.
Oh, I can swing through there.
Yeah,
that
there
works.
You go. Macaroni and beef hot dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. That's calling my name. Sausage potato in Harwood. Beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham in Valley City. I'm going to go to Rose Creek after the show today. A little golf course that some folks might know about if they golf it all around the Fargo-Moorhead Metro. Putt for a Purpose is going on today. A little fundraiser for vocations for the Fargo Catholic Diocese. Not quite as tasty as they do the fundraiser in the Bismarck Diocese for vocations. You guys remember that? They did a smokeout.
Yep.
They were doing beef brisket. Woof. Anyway, I'll go putt with a purpose for a few minutes anyway. I think I'll just, can I go on the putting green and call it good? That's what I'm planning on. 800-228-0550. So Scott and Mandan, back to Fauci. You go.
The problem in all this is that nobody can do anything counter to what Fauci says or CDC says without taking on the liability of doing that, whether it's from the insurance company losing out on federal money or state money that comes through the federal government. Doctors and healthcare providers, you can't, you know, there are plenty of medical professionals that dispute the quote unquote science, but they can't speak out because they run a serious risk of losing
their medical license
or being fired.
So I get all that.
I don't think you're connecting the dots that whatever Fauci says goes. And so if you're railing against Fauci, but then saying that you support the right of business owners to require masks, that's really not what happened. The business owners had to require masks, whether they enforced it or not was
okay.
their choice, but they,
yeah,
they did
were,
it their
I get
thing.
It. I get it. I get it. I get it.
Example.
I get it, Scott. They were bullied. My point is this. Does that mean you go into the grocery store and say, screw you, I'm not wearing my mask?
Well, I didn't say screw you, but I never wore a mask. I went into the stores, and the ones that didn't give me a hard time, I continued to shop there. And the ones like Menards, I'll never spend another dime there again.
Yeah, and that's your right, too. I just didn't want that confrontation, especially early on when we didn't really know enough, right? Now,
well,
I think we know a lot
really
now.
That really is the bigger issue. You didn't want the confrontation, and neither do most conservatives. And that was my final point, my appeal to people. Call Burgum's office, call Kramer, Armstrong, Hovind's offices. Call them every day if you have to. You know, I took a poll around the campground this weekend. Everybody complaining about the same things. Nobody had called. We have to call these people and make our voices known, and avoiding that confrontation is why we are where we are. When something doesn't smell right, when it doesn't look right, you need to speak up, and we need to be calling these people's offices every day. And if you're worried about your kids or grandkids going back to school this fall with masks on, you need to be calling today because it's coming.
Well, I applaud everything you said in that regard. First of all, Governor Burgum, Senator Kramer, Senator Hovind, Congressman Armstrong, every school board member, if you have kids or you're paying property taxes in your home district, they work for you. They are employees of you. You're the taxpayer. You pay their salaries. You hire and fire them in elections. So you should always let your voice be heard in that regard. Absolutely couldn't agree with you anymore. Second of all, I don't think if I were, I did this with the FedEx guys. Okay, the mask mandates had ended in North Dakota, but there were still signs up that say we are under a mask mandate at FedEx. Okay, I was shipping some package. Guess what? I went to the guy and said, who's your manager here? Talk to this guy. I talked to that guy. He says, well, corporate says we got to do what Minnesota does. I said, well, you realize you're making customers here mad. But I'm not going to yell at that guy.
Right.
I'm not going to
get in his
grill.
Yeah, I get it.
I get he's got it, you know. But if enough people respectfully said, why do you do this in North Dakota when you're using Minnesota rules or federal rules? And if enough people say that, guess what? He's going to tell his district manager, hey, my numbers are down. You know why? We're living by Minnesota rules, and we don't have COVID here anymore. As Mayor Mahoney famously said, it's gone. It's a thing of the past. They watch wastewater. When you take a number two, they know. I don't know how they know, but they know. And the state has those numbers every single week. So the only other thing I'd say to Scott Mandan, you ever see these signs now that say, well, we're closing at noon on Saturday now because we can't get enough people?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I like knowing that because it makes me less mad that that's why they're closing at noon, because I think, how stupid are you? Now, I also think, look, if that's the environment you're in, you find a way. Hire retired people. Hire people in four-hour shifts, because maybe some moms that want to be with their kids most of the day will actually take a four-hour shift.
Find
a way.
Yep.
But I like knowing. So if the sign says you must wear a mask because our insurance company bullies us, I'd say get a new insurance company, number one. Number two, talk to corporate, whatever. But it gives you the actual reason for it. I appreciate that. Dana in Valley City is going to beat me up about Ashley Babbitt and Senator Kramer. Whoa. Dana, are you there?
Or not.
Weird. Okay, here's a Bismarck call on Ashley Babbitt. Go ahead, anonymous in Bismarck. Go.
Yeah, the criminal trespass on public property that has its own police department is not grounds for killing someone that is unarmed. If we'd have done that during DAPL, can you imagine?
I agree with you. But what is grounds for shooting somebody? Have you watched the video of that whole incident? Have you seen the whole video beginning to end?
Right.
You've seen that?
So continuum of force is what law enforcement is trained on. It should have started out with a taser or mace or a pop on the head with a baton.
Okay.
Or a sponge.
Perfect world, I agree with you. And I wish, honestly, the first person that had come in the window, whoever they were, breaking in the window, would have been shot between the eyes, thrown back out. If a second one came through, throw them back out, I guarantee you there wouldn't have been a third. Now, whether they're armed or not, they're intruding into the U.S. Capitol, and that whole thing would have ended there. They had horrible rules of engagement. But so if you have... Are you telling me you saw the whole video? You see the whole video?
Yeah, I saw the whole video. So you're telling me criminal trespass is grounds for murder?
Well, if there's 15,000 people surrounding the Capitol, and they're trying to come in illegally, I think you will stop that whole mess by saying you can't crawl through a window, you can't break a window.
The night that they used the fire hose on the protesters standing down at the DAPL
site, save lives.
They were in danger of being overrun.
Yep.
No, they went with a fire hose rather than 12-gauge shotguns.
Right. Yeah, smart move. It saved lives.
Yeah. And save lives. Yeah, and can you imagine what would have happened?
The problem is they didn't have a fire hose in the Senate chambers. They didn't have a fire hose. And if you watch the video, as you say you did, Bismarck caller, and we can finish this after the break, you're going to know that the Capitol police officers were screaming through the door, back up, stop. They didn't stop. So at that point, your choice is, we're going to fire so somebody gets the message.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include thousands of acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land, including 100 acres in Wells County, North Dakota, and some special auctions, farm equipment, stationary engines, and tools at our steel office at Pfeiffer's Auction Center of North America. And don't forget, over 200 lots of coins to be sold in Fargo, North Dakota. Log on to Pfeiffer's.com or call us 877-700-4099.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tells CNN's Jake Tapper the House should reconvene to help extend the recently expired nationwide eviction moratorium. She says her party is to blame.
The House and House leadership had the opportunity to vote to extend the moratorium. Really just call a spade a spade. We cannot in good faith blame the Republican Party when House Democrats have a majority.
U.S. gymnast Simone Biles will take part in Tuesday's balance beam final, USA Gymnastics confirmed in a tweet on Monday. Biles participated in gymnastics qualifications on July 25th and then competed the United States vault rotation in the women's team final on July 27th before withdrawing from competition, citing mental health concerns. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's the man in black right there. With my
love is a burning thing
story about meeting Johnny Cash, because I've told it before in the air,
and it makes,
but I ended up on the bus behind stage at the Huron South Dakota State Fair.
What year?
I gave him a cowboy hat from Alpena, South Dakota, where they make cowboy hats. Yeah,
nice.
And then I literally left them minutes before he went on stage, and then I got stuck in the mud between the grandstand and the thing when he pointed down at me to say, I won't thank my good friend Chuck. I don't know where he got that name. I didn't much care. I met Johnny Cash.
It's Chuck Hennin, everybody.
Yeah, and thanks for this nice hat, Chuck. Yeah, but I was in heaven because I met Johnny Cash.
You wave back and go, thanks for Ronnie. Appreciate it, Ronnie.
No, I was busy balancing.
I introed him at the Ohio State Fair in 96, and then I went on a ride and got horribly sick, so that's really all I remember.
This was like 82, I want to say.
Okay.
We could look back here on
AKA Chuck on the video. Nice.
Yeah, but the worst part is when he said Chuck and pointed down, I was balancing on one leg because my other boot was stuck in the mud. I'm not kidding you.
I believe you.
And at that point, I'm like, does it matter if I get mud? I'm just going to kind of pull the boot out.
Right there.
Exactly right. Here, I told the story and I said I wasn't going to. How about that?
So, you're a chucker now.
Yeah, a chucker. There you go. In addition to one Scott shot, I can be the chucker. Kinder Care. Let me tell you about them. West Fargo, beautiful location. On a nice setting, beautiful, quiet country setting of Cheyenne and 94. They have two assisted living homes. Now, what is assisted living? You think of it as an apartment with some, you know, attachment services? No, this is very innovative. And it is a real home environment for your loved one. And honestly, the care they provide is the care you need. It's in an assisted living kind of environment. I'll give you an example. I know of one resident there who didn't need to live outside of his home, but his wife needed care. So he moved in. She's passed away. He's staying there.
Oh.
Because great food, great people, you know, and eventually, obviously, he knows he's going to need those services at some point anyway. So for him, it basically is assisted living now.
And if you know Melanie, the owner, and
great people.
She is just one of those souls.
Yeah,
she just lives for it.
They find a way. They provide safe, real home environment for your loved ones, and they have revolutionized the definition of assisted living. Call them at 701-261-3246. That's Melanie, the owner. You can also text her for a tour. 701-261-3246, or go see what I'm talking about online at kindercarefargo.com. Kindercarefargo.com. All right, our Bismarck caller, before we go to our Newsmax celeb of the day, and then take more of your calls to wrap up the hour here on What's on Your Mind. So remind me where we were at about Ashley Babbitt and rules of engagement and force.
Continuum of force.
That's what law enforcement is trained on. If they didn't have mace, if they didn't have tasers, if they didn't have sponge rounds, shame on them. That's what they should on an unarmed aggressor.
Well, I don't know what they had. I know this. Everybody in a position of leadership with the Capitol Police has been fired. And Senator Kevin Cramer led that charge. His gratitude is for the rank and file that protect him every day. I've told this story 100 times, but I walked into the Capitol on January 6th, about 3 hours, 2 hours before that event. There were already 15,000 people around the Capitol. They were outmanned before even Donald Trump got done speaking. Okay? And their rules of engagement were pathetic. They were pathetic. So we can blame all that. Everything that happened on January 6th belongs in the camp of the Capitol Police leadership, not the rank and file. Okay? So I've seen the video. It gives me chills because I was mad about Ashley Babbitt, like all of you were, until I watched the video. And then I felt like I did about the George Floyd situation. That, hey.
Yeah, 14-year Air Force veteran compared to a felon trying to pass counterfeit money. A big difference.
Well, I agree with you, but on the other hand, she's in the middle of this mob trying to get in, and they are shoving a wall down.
And she's going through the window. She's laughing. You know, it's just like a holiday.
Well, it's not a holiday when I see Capitol Police officers on the other side telling me to stop, 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 and I keep laughing and pushing. That'll get you dead. Now, you can say, look, they should know better and fire in the air or whatever, but I've lost the ability to second-guess law enforcement. I think unless you're there and you do it, and 10 law enforcement people say, no, Scott, that guy screwed up, blew it big time. He should have been able to see the forest through the trees and all that craziness. Fine.
So, what do you think the difference would have been if it would have been a white cop and a black protester coming through the glass? What do you think? Do you think we'd know the name of that police officer?
Great point there.
I have no problem knowing the person's name and having an investigation and everything else. I don't know what the deal is there.
Then why don't we?
Why are people still in jail that basically did criminal trespass?
Another great question.
Unfortunately, that's how our federal judiciary works. Because if you are a political prisoner, we don't care. That happens every day of the week. Every day of the week that happens in every federal jurisdiction in this country. So that's not unusual. Doesn't make it right. But here's the deal.
Scott, I've been listening to you for a long time, and I don't even think you believe what you're saying.
Why wouldn't I believe what I'm saying? What would be the motivation there?
You're trying to defend Kevin Cramer.
I'm not trying to defend Kevin Cramer because he's a big boy and he can defend himself. Okay? Kevin Cramer can defend himself. I am telling you why I believe Kevin Cramer has said that what she did is something that can cause fatal injury where she did it, when she did it. Doesn't mean she's not a patriot. Doesn't mean she didn't serve this country. None of that. If I'm a cop on the other side of that wall, how do I know she's not armed? How do I know that?
The use of lethal force. Yeah, well, you know it if you see a weapon. That's when you use lethal force.
But she was in the middle of all these people trying to ram the door down.
Yeah, so just shoot anybody.
Bad idea, but you know what? How many people died that day? Not a lot compared to how many were in there. She was unfortunately wrong place, wrong time.
Ashley Babbitt died. That's who died.
I understand that. And you know what? That officer didn't know she was Ashley Babbitt. He didn't know she was a law enforcement officer. He didn't know she's laughing. He didn't know she's unarmed. Look, if a law enforcement officer calls me and says, the cop should have knew all that and should have shot her in the toe instead of wherever he shot her, then I'll start thinking about this differently. Until then, I'm not going to second-guess law enforcement. I'm not going to do it. The leadership, whole different story. Total schmucks that ran the Capitol Police. Don't forget, I went in a door that always, every day, Easter Sunday, when nobody's at the Capitol, let alone 15,000 surrounding it, had two guards at it. Outside, there was one guard. While I waited for my escort, I asked him the following. Are you scared? He said, not for me, for my family. I can see his eyes to this day. Those are the guys I worry about. That's the only ones I care about. Because they were screwed seven ways to Sunday that day because their leadership failed them. Nancy Pelosi got what she wanted. I'm not defending any of that.
You can second guess law enforcement on everything else.
I don't.
Everything else.
I'm very careful not to. I don't.
276 riots last year. Billions of dollars in property damage.
I'm with you on that, though. We're on the same page. We're on the same page on that. I err on the side of not questioning, because until you're at that moment, point of decision, I'd ask anybody that feels like you do what you've done. Watch the video and then make a judgment. That's all I'm saying. Appreciate your call, though, very much. Especially folks who say, I listen, I agree with you, I don't believe you even believe what you're saying. First of all, just so you know, I'm not easily offended, but that does offend me. Because to suggest that I'm saying stuff for effect, or just because Senator Kramer is a regular guest of this program, you don't know me very well. I don't say anything for effect. I say what I believe. I believe what Kevin Kramer is saying and how he's saying it is detrimental to his political career. I'll give you that. It's not smart politics, but you're getting how he actually believes. It's called transparency. You ought to like that. Rob Finnerty is the host of Wake Up America, and you see it on the Fox News Channel every weekday morning, 6:30 until 9. Rob, how are you?
Guys, nice to be on with you. How you doing today?
Doing fantastic, other than we're... Oh, I said Fox News? I did? Fox News has been canceled around here.
Sorry. We do a little more news back with Wake Up America, but to be totally honest, you guys just had me totally entranced listening to your conversation there.
Well, help me know what you're saying. What do you think? Did Ashley Babbitt die at the hands of rogue law enforcement, and we should disregard how she got there or why she was there or what she was told and just say the cop's wrong and she's right?
What's totally ridiculous about the situation is, and you can call the Capitol probe that's going to be looking into this. They're all on break now. They've got, you know, recess for 5 weeks. So, all the House is now back in their districts with their feet up right now. But Nancy Pelosi made sure that we had that first hearing last week. And it's just what a charade this whole thing is. But, I'm wondering, you said you were there. I didn't realize that. But, Ashley Babbitt, how many influencers were there in the audience that were FBI informants that were encouraging people to go into the Capitol? The Jim Banks, Jim Jordan thing, the fact that they can't be on this committee. And just ask, it's not even challenging questions, just simple questions. Why were the Capitol Police so ill-prepared? Why weren't the doors locked? What about that? That's an okay question, right?
Of course it is.
Great question.
And you know what else? Every member of the leadership of Capitol Police has been fired. They're gone. Yeah. I wonder why. I think it's fair to say they screwed up. And I have information from the actual gathering in the secret bunker on January 6th where Lindsey Graham and Kevin Kramer and others were screaming at these guys, screaming at leadership, saying, your job is to protect us. You blew it. So, yes, we should be unwinding that, shouldn't we, Rob? We should be doing the TikTok of that.
I don't know how it is where you guys are, but we're in New York City, and it's people are very easily influenced by things they'll hear on TV or on the radio, and then they take it to the water cooler, even if they're not, in the office anymore. But we keep hearing comparisons that the Capitol riot was Benghazi all over again. The Capitol riot, and this is a good one, especially as we get closer to the 20th anniversary of September 11th, but this was on CNN yesterday, on Sunday. The Capitol riot was the worst thing that's happened to America since 9/11. And you hear that, and you say, wow, maybe it was the worst thing that happened. Think about that for a second. The Capitol riot was the worst thing that happened since 9/11. 3,000 Americans died. Two buildings came down in New York. A plane crashed into the Pentagon, and one went down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. There is absolutely no comparison between the two.
Yeah, and this is why we need Wake Up America, because America does need to wake up. And for folks that think a couple of folks on Fox and Friends are great, they are. Their employers are terrible. Terrible. Yeah. They aren't even able to say what they want to say. So wake up, America, and watch Rob Finnerty. Can you hang tight through the break? Rob, we'll chat a little bit more after the break.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want you to tell us all about your show on Newsmax, folks. They're not woke. More after this.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
Wind. It's everywhere in North Dakota. A permanent and abundant natural resource. An energy source we should harness. Wind Energy paid $11 million in property taxes and $19 million to landowners in 2019. 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, and 3,400 employees stand united in Wind Energy. Wind Energy. A permanent and abundant natural resource for North Dakota. For more information, see ndforallenergy.org.
InterOffice and Herman Miller are the perfect team to help you create a new, beautiful, and efficient office setting. If you're thinking about moving or upgrading your office, talk to the team at InterOffice. Their experienced consultants, combined with the quality and functionality of the Herman Miller design, make for a super customer experience while you think through the many options of style and layouts. InterOffice and Herman Miller, with locations in Fargo and Bismarck. Environments for life.
There's a bottle of water, and then there's a 1 liter Ice Mountain 69 cent bottle of water that is good all month long.
That's special at PetroServe USA.
The Pearson Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $1.50 in new flavors. Any size of fountain pop, 49 cents all month long, including the 32 ounce Lucky 7 cup. T-shirts, 3 for $9.99. Old Dutch family packs, buy one, get one. Fresh baked cookies, 3 for $2. All day, every day. The big hot summer sale is on. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com, the 2021 GMC Acadia, the $4,600 purchase allowance on most models for current eligible Buick or GMC owners, lessees, 0% APR for 72 months on 2021 Buick SUV models. Get all the details on that, plus the GMC Hummer EV pickup and SUV that are on the way, and of course, a lifetime of protection. And no extra cost for warranties for a lifetime. Schwann, BuickGMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, finishing our chat with the host of Wake Up America. I like it because it's, you know, the name suggests what they do. They help wake up America. But they also are saying, Wake Up America, right? Did Chris Ruddy name that, Rob, or did you get to name your show?
No. I'll tell you what, I was hired by Newsmax. The show had yet to launch. And I had a conversation with Chris Ruddy and a couple of the other executive producers at Newsmax. And believe it or not, it was my former co-host who in Bakersfield, California, I worked out there about a decade ago. She asked her husband, she said, what should Rob name the new morning show? He literally texted back, Wake Up America, boom, that became the name.
Well, it's a great name because it has a little double meaning. You're waking them up. Exactly. Now, like I say, Fox and Friends is one of the more popular and given the host, more conservative shows on Fox News Channel. But there's no doubt in my mind the topics, the guests are all dictated by, you know, the Murdochs and everything else. Does that happen to you at Newsmax? Does Chris Ruddy say, don't talk about this or talk about this, or producers or other people get in your ear?
Not only does it not happen, it has never happened to me once. Never once. Never a single time have I been told to editorialize or stay away from something, which is extremely rare in network television. It doesn't happen that way because everybody's got an agenda. I mean, CNN used to be boring, but you'd watch it for the news. If something was going on, you'd watch CNN just to get, you know, the news. They'd throw in some weather or whatever. It was pretty dry stuff, but you'd tune in. Now, I mean, you watch CNN. They are like they're like a PR arm for the Democratic Party. They've leapfrogged MSNBC. They're so far to the left. But no, the answer is definitely no. It has not happened to me.
Right now, Newsmax, by the way, CNN, MSNBC are all running basically what is an infomercial for the Cyber Symposium that Mike Lindell is hosting. And it also is a MyPillow commercial. You just heard him talk about it. We played it. Fox won't run it. They're not running it right now. And it's so bizarre. It's unbelievable. They're losing a lot of money by not running it. So it's all you need to know. Tell us about your show before we let you go, Rob. What are you doing every morning?
Wake Up America. I'll tell you what. It is unscripted, which is amazing. There's no, get-together Fox and Friends filing. Go through the topics before the show every morning. We're going to talk about what's happening, news of the day, all that kind of stuff. But we'll stay on a topic. We've got the longest panels in network television. So we'll start the show with a 15-minute panel talking about talking about the Capitol riots, talking about the fact that right now coronavirus, this Delta variant. By the way, we're going to run out of letters in the Greek alphabet, but there is always and always has been a dominant variant of coronavirus in this country. Right now it's Delta, okay? But, Dr. Fauci's on yesterday. I don't know how he still has a job, but he's on yesterday telling Americans that lockdowns may or may not happen. They're going to look at the science, so to speak. But what's happening on the southern border? And I know you guys are close to the northern border up there, but that's shut down. But literally over a million people have crossed the southern border illegally since Joe Biden took office January 20th. Not an issue. Where do you think the variant came from?
Yeah, nothing to see there. No worry there. Yeah. By the way, Fauci has. We have Tony Fauci here on the other line. He wants to give you a message.
Good.
Rob, just so you know,
get over it.
Just so you know. Let him run Tony. The show. Let him do Tony. Here's more of what he said yesterday.
Well, if you're not vaccinated, you should be concerned, George, because it's very clear that this is a nasty variant. It has a much greater capability of transmitting from person to person. We know from extensive experience, not only in our own country here in the United States, but in other countries, that the vaccines that we are using work extremely well against the Delta variant.
Well, if somebody wants a variant, rather a vaccine, they're getting a vaccine, right? We got 161 million Americans vaccinated, so what's he worried about?
This guy's the highest paid bureaucrat in the federal government. He's 80 plus years old now. He can't throw a first pitch at all. We learned that a year ago. He's got his own bobblehead. He's winning awards every week. I'll be honest. March 2020, April 2020, I listened to Tony Fauci, the good doctor. I listened to him when he was on. But I see him on the Sunday shows now, and it's comical because I'm now listening for sound bites that I can use on the air. I don't take one word of what he says with any seriousness. I think he's lost all credibility. And I honestly think that when the history is written about coronavirus, 25 years from now, I think that Dr. Fauci is one of the villains. I think he comes out
as
one of the villains. I think he's the czar of misinformation, too.
You know what? I think you're 100% right. I also think this guy's enriching himself. And I've thought that for a while. Not only is he the highest paid guy, but there are weird deals where if there's new pharma deals come up, he gets a piece of the action. It's very weird. Nobody else would get by. Donald Trump did that. They would have, 100 special counsels
against
him.
And why hasn't anyone asked about this guy's involvement with patents back to HIV? And I mean, back to the 80s he's been in.
When I knew he was on the take when the following happened. He poo-pooed every therapy that was out there, says you got to take the vaccine, which is bizarre anyway, because usually when there's therapies, you don't need a vaccine, but whatever. Everybody wanted a poke, got a poke. And guess what? Now he says, we need therapies. I'm going to develop some. Well, you know what that means? I want some moolah. I want some moolah. Yeah. It's unbelievable. Wake up, America. Newsmax, right there on your TV, 6:30 to 9. Medco starts with an M, ends with an O. We can switch Medco if you don't put them on. Otherwise, you know, Roku and all the streaming services for free or the app. We can get it everywhere. Rob, we'll have you back. Great chat. Thank you, sir.
Sounds good, gentlemen. Enjoy. Have a good day.
Sorry we didn't get to all the calls today or the hate Hannon text as well, but we'll pick this up tomorrow for sure. I'll be in Grand Forks tomorrow. Looking forward to it. Brought to you today by DAC Diesel. Anything diesel, semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, they can fix it. DACDiesel.com or call 258-5011. God bless you, folks. Hey, some big news. Eric Bolling is back on TV with a new show. Is that cool or what? Tune into Newsmax every weekday, 3 p.m. Central. Watch Eric Bolling on The Balance. Now, Eric is the balance to big media, woke politics, and the cancel culture. All this week, Eric is exposing the dangers of Joe Biden's inflation. It's already rising big time, and it could wipe out your wealth. Watch Eric Bolling on Newsmax this afternoon. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems, except for Mid. They carry 11 liberal news channels, but won't carry Newsmax. What's up with that? Make sure you let Medco know you can switch. Also, find Newsmax free on streaming systems, Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Download the free Newsmax app on your phone. Watch Newsmax today. Newsmax. It's real news for real people. I watch them on Roku and the app. You should, too. Or call Medco today so you can watch it there.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.